premiered is now conquered in Phoenix, Arizona, live from the BEA beautiful studios of Freedoms of the Nest, freedomsphoenix.com. James Bovard. Oh, I got to change the graphics here. What? Yeah, start and stop it. I got, you know, I'm going to change the graphics here for Mr. James Bovard. Jim Bovard. Donna, go ahead and do this. JimBovard.com. And I want to make sure that you know all this. He's a libertarian author, and he's got, you know, author of 10 books, this one, that one, that one. He published in every single freaking media and the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, but that's not what I want to talk about. What I want to talk about, his writings have been publicly denounced by the chief of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, Secretary of Labor, Secretary of Agriculture, Secretary of Housing, Urban Development, Postmaster General, the chief of the U.S. Trade, International Trade Commission, Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, U.S. Agency for National Development, Drug Enforcement Administration, Federal Emergency Management Agency, as well as the Sierra Club, the American Civil Liberties Union, Washington Post. It's it, man, all the people hate James Bovard. Yay, James! See, there's your street cred right there. All the guys don't like it.
Well, thanks, Ernie. It's always, you know, it's always nice to be on with the host who makes me sound like I'm on Quaaludes.
Hey, because I'm bulletproof. Okay, so this is, if you go to Freedom's Phoenix, you can see a whole bunch of James Bovard articles. And it's just, you know, we put in a writer column. If you put Freedom's Phoenix writer Bovard, boom, it'll come up, and you'll see all the stuff. It's just one after another. Now, what has been of late that you've been kind of going on about this FISA thing, you know, that's got your attention. Go ahead and give us your spiel and tell us what we need to know real quick.
In 15 seconds.
Yep.
FISA, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, put in place 1978. It was supposed to be a leash on federal surveillance. Instead, it's turned into an entitlement program. There was a special court which was supposed to be independent. Instead, they become lapdogs. They have unleashed government surveillance. A number of the decisions the court have made have basically ravaged the Fourth Amendment, the Constitution. And there's a big question now because the FISA court signed off on a search warrant for a Trump campaign official. And we don't know how much of a role that may have had in the 2016 election and afterwards in the ongoing investigation.
It was the beginning of them trying to come up with something of you get impeached and this shall not stand, damn it. And and they do one guy, whoever the hell they can do it, but it's any and everybody that ever has a conversation with them. And as I remember these FISA warrants, it's not just conversations they have with that particular individual. It's all the people he has conversations with and their conversations.
Well, there's a huge vacuum cleaner. Folks think it's just like a normal search warrant. It's not. It basically turns on the turbos. And it's also possible once a FISA search is granted that the folks can do a retroactive search for prior emails, for instance. And this is something which could be a big factor as far as some of the twists and turns in the 2016 presidential race. At the same time, there's more and more evidence. It looks like the FBI took a dive on the Hillary Clinton campaign. And some of the emails coming out between those two FBI agents who were boinking each other, it sounds very suspicious. So I'm looking forward to the Justice Department Inspector General report. It's going to be coming out sometime in the next month or two, and that may be the biggest bombshell of this entire investigation.
Why? Because it's Trump approved or something? We're getting the other side? Or
well, it's the Inspector General, which has a history, and many Inspector Generals are lapdogs. This guy is not. I think the name is Michael Horowitz, he's actually did some excellent work on the ATF Fast and Furious program and some other federal abuses, and so I think a lot of people are sweating about what he's going to find.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are sweating about a lot of stuff a lot of people are going to find. And nobody's backing down. They just keep sweating and keep revealing. And I'm going, what do you think is going to ultimately get revealed? That government's bad, is bad, is bad.
Well, no, the thing which I'm holding out for is that there'll be some reports, there'll be some settlements, and then people can finally trust Washington again.
Right. Okay. So this is, you know, is that what they're going for? Look, it worked. Trump got in and he fixed it. You know, we're all good now. I mean, what is it you think that they're trying to vie for?
This is a power fight. I mean, folks talk about, well, you know, it's important to have truth and justice and all that. But, you know, this is a brawl. This is a brawl. And the folks who were, there have been so many leaks from Congress and elsewhere. There's been a lot of false information leaked out. There's been lots of folks jumping. It's the whole process has done nothing to shine a good light on American politics or the how things are done in Washington so far. There's so much slippery stuff, and hopefully, as some more comes out, we'll actually get a little better sense of what the heck happened in 2016. And what's been happening since then, because
hell, before then,
yeah, there's a lot of questions. There's a lot of strange stuff that doesn't have a good explanation.
Okay, now this is one thing that we were following this dust up that you had when you did. Yes, the FBI is America's secret police. Scumbag, you should not have said that, man. Even though everybody knows, you know, but I mean, they're like, oh, they went after, they dogpiled on some Bovard then, you know, but you still got published in the lamestream media. I mean, you're all over the place. And I'm going, how do you get critic of the FBI, them come after you, and you still get published? Tell me, you know, whose butt you're kissing. I just want to understand.
I'm just a country boy that came to the city, you know. I don't know how these things work. You know, I just send out my stories, and sometimes the stories get published. Now, there are some editors who I work with who are solid and have a good understanding of some of these issues, and they've been willing to give me some news hole, which I appreciate. So, it's one of the most fascinating aspects of the last year, to see so many liberals coming out and portraying the FBI as the saviors of American freedom. It's like, I was down at the Women's March. They had the first anniversary of the Women's March a few weeks ago in D.C., and I went down there to photograph it. And it was amazing. Almost everybody there was having a love affair with the FBI. And they were, you know, they had a bunch of speakers at the Lincoln Memorial, and they were doing their little march. And I was thinking, it's too bad that they aren't marching past the Martin Luther King statue, because if you're going to be burnishing the FBI's boots, how about Martin Luther King? How about COINTELPRO? How about Ruby Ridge? How about Waco? How about a lot of other innocent people who were victimized by the almost boundless power of the FBI? But it's interesting that a lot of the folks who are trying to nail Trump have basically expunged the history of the FBI and a lot of other federal agencies. And so it's kind of amusing to see the sporadic amnesia in these Washington policy fights.
Yeah, and all James Bovard has to do is just, go research his own books. He's been writing about this for decades. And, so who's going to bring up something about Ruby Ridge? Who's going to talk about Waco? Who's going to talk about Oklahoma City? Who's going to talk about, the first World Trade Center bombing? Who's going to talk about who's going to talk about the the military-industrial, we rule you empire state of the central banking, you're our subject state. You know who that? JimBovard.com.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will. So pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at piratswithoutborders.com.
Hi, I'm Derek J. I don't want a politician to represent me. To me, Government is the idea that one group of people can coerce everyone to comply with an edict or face increasing punishments up to and including death. Despite perhaps the most noble of intentions, the best government services are a far cry from what could be provided for by voluntary interactions. Besides, the people who call themselves the government wage wars and put peaceful people in jail for crimes involving no victims. If Starbucks used some of its money to drop bombs, I wouldn't shop there. So why would I support the American Empire? The Empire does not require my consent.
Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. Watch it for free and order the Director's Cut DVD at VictimlessCrimeSpree.com. That's VictimlessCrimeSpree.com.
Cell 411 is a free app for Android and iOS that replaces government-controlled 911. Cell 411 allows you to preset a group of friends or private organizations to show up in any emergency. Cell 411 is a nightmare for the state because it proves their so-called services aren't needed. Cell 411 has had thousands of installs, and of course it's covered by the BIPCOT No Government License. Cell 411 because your friends won't shoot you when you're in trouble. Without the government, who would build the emergency services? You and Cell 411. Get it today at GetCell411.com.
Here's a chance to do a little activism while you're cruising Facebook, Twitter, or Google+. Between the LOL cats, the recipes, the hot girls, and the inspirational sunrise memes, Free Talk Live's post pass by your newsfeed. Like them. Comment. It gives us more exposure. If you don't see our posts, click like at facebook.freetalklive.com and then hover over it to click get notifications. It's an easy way to spread the ideas of liberty a bit further. I know you're busy, but you can spare that tenth of a calorie it takes to click on something. Facebook.freetalklive.com.
Free Press Publications is an independent, alternative media and publishing company founded in June 2009 with the mission of ensuring a free press for the freedom movement and is committed to spreading the message of peace, freedom, love, and liberty. FPP also gives new authors an avenue for publishing freedom-oriented material. FPP brings you daily news and commentary on the website fpp.cc, as well as a daily 5-minute newscast, FPP Radio News, and weekly news, views, and commentary in the FPP Freedom Minute and Peace, Love, Liberty Radio at fppradio.com, and the newspaper FPP News at news.fpp.cc. Find FPP online at fpp.cc. That's fpp.cc, as in Creative Commons.
Help get LRN.FM into more ears. Visit promote.lrn.fm for a free bumper sticker, flyers, banners, graphics, and more. Promote.lrn.fm.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800. 602-264-2800. And now, Ernest Hancock.
Yep, Ernie's gotta sing. A more feeling. Yes, Dave Bovard. Oh, it's that factual information. And he's going after the FBI, but that includes a whole bunch of alphabet soup of everybody underneath of it. That includes, like, DOJ, DEA, BATF. I remember, what was your first? Oh, Lost Rights. Lost Rights in like 93, 2. When did you do Lost Rights, James?
Four. It came out in 94.
And I remember you came here to Phoenix. It was a Future Freedom Foundation event down at the Hilton. And I go down and I go, oh, and we read the book. I'm like, oh, there's a bunch of bad. When Charles Goyette and I were over at Air America, the general manager of the station would always give us crap, you know, damn freaking libertarians. So we had him read your book, and he read that book, and he's like, damn. And we're going, yeah, damn.
That's so great. So well, thank you. I appreciate that.
When you go after the FBI, it really, you know, encompasses Department of Justice and all the alphabet agencies. So the FBI is probably a good one, or DOJ or something. And you're bringing all the alphabet soup to bear on you, aren't you?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of these agencies that work together. A lot of the big cases have involved lots of malfactors like Waco. It's kind of hard to separate out some of the wrongdoing.
Well, what is it that we're up against? I ask a lot of people this. You're one of the guys probably have an answer. is what are we up against? It's more like it's like the Sith or something. There's a philosophy. There's a they, them, those of we rule you and because we can, and damn it, you're not wanting us to rule you anymore. And with the internet and cryptocurrencies and, you know, decentralized internet and encryption of messaging and everything, we get the impression you guys don't want to be ruled, and damn it, you're going to be ruled. And then there's James going, hey, they're trying to rule us. So I'm going, what's the philosophy? What are we really up against? What is it?
Well, it's that's a good summary of the lay of the land right now. But part of what's interesting is with the pushback against Trump, you've got all these different folks carrying signs calling to resist this and resist that. But they don't seem to have any, many of them don't seem to have many doubts about, a government of vast power being over them. They simply want someone. These are folks who are not opposed to the government being a dictator. They simply want someone else to do the dictating, and that's the frustrating thing about a lot of the opposition to Trump, because Trump has done a lot of things that deserve to be vigorously opposed and condemned, but so many of his opponents still have this love affair with government, and they think with the next election that there's going to be someone riding in on a horse and saving everything.
Yeah, where's the anti-war movement?
Oakland.
Yeah.
That's a great question, Ernie. It's frustrating. I mean, there are individuals, there are some groups that are doing some excellent work. There are some excellent websites out there, antiwar.com. Counterpunch has done a lot of fine work on that. Future Freedom Foundation, of course. By and large, I mean, it's kind of lonely, and it's unfortunate that, when Trump's calling for a big increase in the military budget, that there's not a hell of a lot more controversy on that.
Yeah, today was a good show. Let me tell you what we had. We had James Corbett on.
First time?
Yeah, right. You know, we had James Corbett on, then good. Ron Paul, then
wow.
Vit Jalika from Lieberland, and James Bovard. I mean, you know, today is the day. And I'm going, and the one thing, you know, Ron is kind of, and I am too, the 1st of January, 18, I wrote an article, and I'm like, and the basic point that I was making, our cups runneth over. I'm like, look, man, there's a lot of good, you know, out here, and you're just seeing the battle. I mean, here it comes. And I'm thinking 18 has been, I knew what was going to happen up to like 16. For 30 years, I'm kind of, you know, 16, I can see what's going to happen, kind of, and I'm planning for. Now I don't have a clue. We're in the, you know, the dead zone now for me. Stuff is going to get funky. And I, you know, so now I'm going, all right, 18, it seems like this is the year, but the year for what? For it to all fall apart or for the phoenix to rise? See, freedom's phoenix, that was the whole point. The rising of freedom from the ashes of Lady Liberty's torch. Well, the flame has to go out. It hadn't gone out yet. You know, for the government, but man, they're whistling that tune. So what do you think is going to happen this year with war and economics and distraction and mushroom clouds and we rule and you're not allowed and get away and get back on the plantation? What's going to happen in 18?
Well, I guess if I knew the answer to that, I might be very wealthy. So I don't have the answer. So there are so many different strains of BS out there right now. And most of the media seems hapless, if not clueless. And lots of them are, you know, kowtowing like they've done almost forever. And it's, you know, I don't know how much the politicians have learned. I mean, it's completely
not appalling. A damn thing.
Well,
they do what the hell they're told.
Yeah, it's you know, it's interesting. I was rummaging late last night for an article that I'd done in the 80s and came across a profile that the magazine had done with me 30 years ago. And I had to laugh because the final line of the profile, let's see if the damn thing opens on my screen, was something to the fact that there's no learning curve in Washington, that the same mistakes get repeated forever.
Yeah, you're assuming they're mistakes.